Today we keep the feast of that holy city, that Jerusalem which is above, that heavenly city which is our mother. As we think today of that city, it calls to us, it attracts us. It seems like somehow it is our homeland, and we seem to remember it, although we've never been there or looked upon its streets. As we consider that city today with eyes of faith, I want to draw our attention to something very curious about its inhabitants. And that is that the citizens of this city are so very, very different from one another. There are apostles there, and virgins and martyrs, saints and angels and the Blessed Virgin. There are people there like St. Thomas Aquinas, a vast intellectual giant, a tower of learning. There are people there like St. John Vianney, who struggled to learn his Latin. There are great monarchs there like St. Louis, who led armies in battle and commanded vast sums of wealth for the glory of God. And St. Francis is there too, in his humility and his holy poverty. St. Therese is there, who lived her life in the confines of a little convent. And St. Francis Xavier is there, who traveled to the ends of the earth to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. A vast throng of famous saints is there, and countless others, unknown to us, unknown to history. Men and women, mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, and children whom the world did not recognize, whose sanctity will perhaps never be evident until the last judgment, when God says, for all the world to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Perhaps looking at such a vast diversity of saints, each of us might be able to see somewhere among the citizens of that heavenly city someone who was like ourselves, or rather, like we would be if we were transformed by the grace of Jesus Christ. But despite their vast diversity, there is something that unites all the saints in heaven. They all live the same kind of life. The citizens of that city are all free. Lust does not bind them down to this world with its heavy chains. Gluttony and love of drink doesn't dull their minds. There is no greed in that city, for all of the citizens are incomparably rich, and their treasure doesn't diminish, but rather grows as they share it with others. That city is disturbed by no wrathful quarreling, for the citizens of it possess a peace which is beyond all understanding. There is no laziness in that city, for they love the Lord their God with all their heart and soul and mind and strength. No jealousy in that city, but each delights in the triumph of each. There is, finally, no pride in that city, no vanity, for the only praise they cared for is pronounced by the lips of him who said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And all of them, in their exaltation, know that it was the grace of God in the first place, and not their own merits, that brought them to the seat which they now have above. All the citizens of that city learn to live the life that Jesus spoke about in the Beatitudes. They learn to be poor in spirit. They learn to be merciful, to love justice, to make peace. And now they receive the reward that he spoke of too. They look upon the very face of God. This, in the end, is what binds all the vast variety of the saints together. They all look in glory undimmed upon the very face of God. He dwells in their minds, no longer in shadows, no longer in obscurity, but clearly and face to face. They look upon the God they love. They possess him forever. And in him, they found a treasure that was worth the sacrifice of everything else. Today, as we honor the inhabitants of that holy city, As we raise up our minds to it in faith, we might look among its citizens for one who resembles ourselves. We might see our own personality up there, our own personality sanctified and transformed. We might see what our life might look like if we were to give it over generously to the transforming grace of God. And we might strain our ears to listen to their song. It is a song that angels were singing before the world was made, a song that countless saints have entered through the centuries, a song that we ourselves one day hope to sing with immortal voices in our heavenly homeland when all the tears and shadows of this world are past. And thinking of that city today and listening to its song, we ought to raise up our hearts and our hope.